Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Coming right back to that hymn of Christian instruction and encouragement found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 13, it says, "For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we also shall reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful." He cannot deny himself. Very interesting section of God's Word. We really don't know exactly what this was. Was it a hymn sung in the early churches? Was it a baptismal confession? Was it an early statement of faith? We don't know. All we know is that it's included in the Bible, and it appears to be something that was commonly known, said, repeated by early Christians. But at any rate, it is a wonderful statement of Christian truth, containing, as we saw in the broadcast yesterday, four couplets, four statements that each have two lines. The first two positive, the last two negative, the first two relating to our attitudes and actions that proceed from loyalty to Christ, the last two attitudes and actions that proceed from disloyalty to Christ. And we are still looking at the first one. "For if we died with him, we shall also live with him." This is the statement that says, death brings life. That's a Christian truth. It seems impossible. It seems paradoxical, but that's the truth. Death brings life. What a wonderful truth. And we'll look at it more fully. Thank you for joining me on this Friday, December 17. Thank you also, those of you who help support financially the Beacon Broadcast, and would you consider a year-end gift to help us with the cost of this Bible teaching ministry. If we died with him, we shall also live with him. These are cryptic statements. And as such, they can be infused with different nuances of meaning, all of them in line with what the Bible teaches us elsewhere. For example, as I said on the broadcast yesterday, many people take this to mean the death that we died when we trusted Christ, and the Bible tells us that in doing that, in some kind of an inexplainable way, we are counted as having died when Christ died upon the cross. We read about this, for example, in Colossians 3:1. "If then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." And then this in verse 3, "For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." You died. In other words, you died when Christ died. If you are trusting Christ, one of the phrases that the Bible consistently uses for our union with Christ is being in Christ. God places us in Christ. Well, what does that mean? Well, this is part of what it means. It means that when Christ died, I died. That takes care of my sin penalty, doesn't it? We know that Christ died on the cross to bear the judgment for the sins of his people, and that's true. But we don't also always remember that, in some sense, we died when he died. He died to bear the sins of his people, but we were with him in his death, so in a sense, we died too. That's the essence of what Paul is saying in Romans chapter 6. "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it?" Well, when did we die to sin? Keep reading. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. Stop there. Now this is what water baptism symbolizes. It symbolizes, I suppose, several things, but this is probably the heart of it all. And that is, when we go down into the water, we are symbolically partaking of Christ's death. He died and was buried, and down into the water we go. He rose again from the dead, and up out of the water we come. That's why we believe, we Baptists and many other people believe, one of the reasons why we believe that immersion is the proper method, the proper mode of baptism. Now, there are certainly many other biblical reasons to think so, but this is one of them because of the symbolism that is involved. And so most Baptists, when they baptize someone, when they put them down in the water, they say, buried in the likeness of his death, boom, down you go. Raised in the likeness of his resurrection. It's a likeness, it's a symbol. Buried in the likeness of his death, raised in the likeness of his resurrection, which is symbolizing, portraying, illustrating this truth, that when we trust in Jesus, we died in his death, we rose in his resurrection. Keep reading. Romans 6:5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Did you catch that? Our old man was crucified with him. We died in Christ. We died when Christ died. Verse 7. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him, for the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. All right, that's the idea. And that's what we read in our text in 2 Timothy 2:11. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. Did you, is the question. Have you? Have you died with Christ? Because if you died with Christ, you shall also live with Christ. But obviously, if you haven't died with Christ, you will not live with Christ. If you haven't, by faith, been joined to Christ and therefore participated in his death, you will not participate in his resurrection. But if we died with him, we shall also live with him. Death, resurrection. Death brings life. If we died with him, we shall also live with him. Now, another way to take this text is to take it as dying to self. And that could be found in the two passages I read in Colossians and in Romans, but let's just think about the words of Christ that are probably known to us well enough that we don't have to read them. We can think about them, and we can at least partly quote them. But Jesus said something like, he that saves his life shall lose it, but he that loses his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall find it. And he went on to talk about dying with him, taking up our cross and following him. What is the cross? That's the instrument of his death. Now, he died on the cross. We should take up our cross. And what that means is we count ourselves to have died with him. We count ourselves to have died to self, to have died to sin. That's what the Romans 6 passage was saying that I read a moment ago. We die to sin. We die to self. Our old man, the man of sin, the natural man that was born once in Adam. Well, when we come to Christ and are born again, born twice, then that old man dies. And a new man rises in his place. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away and all things have become new. We die to sin. We die to self. We died in Christ. And if we did that, we shall also live with him. We are raised to newness of life. It's a new me. It's a new life. Things are different now. Something happened to me when I gave my life to Jesus. Things are different now. I am changed, it must be, since I gave my life to him. That's the idea. Have you experienced that? Have you died to self? Is there any sense in which you recognize that? That the old life is gone. I am not that same person. I do not want to live that way. And when remnants of that old life, as it were, reach up out of the grave to try to get a hold on me, I shake them off and I say, no, that's the old man. That died. I don't do that anymore. I'm a different person. I live for Christ. I live with Christ, having been raised with Christ from the dead. Therefore, I live for Christ in newness of life. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. Of course, the third way to take this is to take it in terms of the future. If we died with him, when we die upon the earth physically, as we shall live with him forever. Christ, who died, literally died, physically died upon the cross, and was buried, rose again from the dead to eternal life, to live forevermore. We, who died in Christ, died with him upon the cross, we are raised from the dead to live with him forevermore, so that when physical death overtakes us, like it overtook Christ upon the cross, we shall not die, but shall live forever. That's what Christ was saying in John chapter 11. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Though he were dead physically, yet shall he live spiritually forever. He shall never die. Though he were dead, yet shall he live, for whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Did you catch that? The last part of that verse, that's one part we often skip over. For whoever lives and believes in me. Now some would say, well, that has to be the other way around. Whoever believes in me and therefore lives. But Jesus puts the resurrection first. Whoever lives, because God spoke to his soul and said, live. Whoever lives, believes. We have to have life before we believe. We have to have life before we can believe. We have to have life before we are unable to believe. Jesus Christ has to step up to the tomb of our dead soul like he stood at the front of the tomb of Lazarus, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus was made alive so that he could come forth, so that he could believe the words of Christ and act upon them. Same way with us. Christ speaks, walks up to man's soul, man's dead soul, we are dead in trespasses and sins, and he says, live. And whoever lives and believes in me, and the result of living is always believing in Jesus, whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Never die. We already died, so we'll never die. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. Isn't that a wonderful truth? A wonderful couplet, a wonderful statement in this hymn of instruction and encouragement. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.